Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30 on WJCL. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
No complaints here. Crazy, rambunctious weekend and trying to get back into the flow. I hit the gym and I was like, I won't say I overdid it. Had a good time this past weekend out on Tybee Island.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but it makes it a little harder to get into the groove first thing Monday morning when you've had a really crazy weekend, which I did down on Tybee. The Tybee Island St. Patrick's Irish Festival. They don't call it St. Patrick's Day because it's always the weekend before. The Irish Festival parade was supposed to be Saturday and it was canceled because of bad weather. But we were
we were
down there anyway, and so the long and the short of the story is for years we've been going down there. My wife walks in the parade. For years, Maggie, we've been going down there for this, and every single year we have some friends who get a room for the weekend and they spend the night. And every year they tell us, man, you guys should just get a room and spend the night. Man, you guys should just get a room and spend the night. Well, back in January, I said to my wife, you know, let's go ahead and get a room for Saturday, not the whole weekend, but let's get a room for Saturday and just stay. Okay, cool. So we prepay a room, non-refundable, and then they cancel the parade.
Aww. But I know you. Yeah. I know you found some fun somewhere.
Oh yeah, we did the island. It rained. It rained and it was windy to beat the drum early afternoon. But the parade would have been at 3:00. By 4:20, we were driving up to the brewery on the north end of Tybee, and there was not a drop of rain in sight, and we didn't see any more rain. So it. They could have run the parade, but that's kind of how it goes, or walk the parade. That's kind of how it goes.
That's right.
You run it, you would have run it in a car wash. You cancel it, and then it dries up. So
that's exactly right, Murphy's Law.
Yeah. So, but we had a good time. Our friends were out there, and it gave me a little bit of extra time to make the rounds, if you will. I like to do on Tybee and hit some of my favorite spots for a nosh here or a nosh there. Had some wonderful. You're probably not familiar with Tybee Island oysters, are you?
I haven't been to Tybee since
1984.
Like 30 some odd years ago, I shot a commercial for Savannah Electric.
30 something.
We sang and danced on the beach. That's the last time I've been to Tybee.
30 something years. Wow. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway, there's a brand new oyster farmer, if you will, local. He's doing in the back river in on Tybee, and they're called Tybee Salt Bombs. They're crazy popular. They've been on the market for about half a year, and I've been hearing about them, and I finally got my hands on some. I shouldn't say, because I haven't. You know how it is when you're eating all the time. It's like, okay, I'll get to them. Next thing you know, it's 3 months later and I hadn't tried them. But we went to one of my favorites on Tybee, Seawolf, and he said, I've got 6 salt bombs left. I said, oh, perfect. I'll take them. Turns out they had 8, which was wonderful. And they are some of the nicest, cleanest, most beautiful oysters I've had in a long time.
That's awesome.
They were fabulous. And he's doing his thing. Hope to catch up with him at some point this summer. They're kind of winding down their air quote season. With oyster farming the way it is these days, you know, those old misconceptions of you can only have oysters in months that end in R is just not, it's just not a thing anymore.
It's not.
I go to Florida in the summer. every year, and we get oysters that are farmed off of Louisiana and Texas there regularly, and they're wonderful. So I don't buy that you only eat oysters in the winter stuff, and a lot of people don't, but it's still, you know, anyway. So the Tybee Island oysters, they're called salt bombs. Delicious. They're not all that briny. I thought they would be more so, and they're not at all. They were really, really good. So hit a few spots around Tybee, and was home by Sunday morning, relaxed on Sunday, and back at it. Headed up to Nashville this week for a movie premiere. I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, what about you? How was your weekend?
I had such a great weekend. First of all, Friday night, a group of girls went out to dinner, and of course, the popular cafe, and I know you're sick of hearing about Champagne Cafe by now, but it was a really good time. We had a great time, and I threw corned beef in the crock pot, because, you know, it's that time of year. You have to make one, right?
Right.
You just have to. And that came out great. And Saturday night, I went to the Big Bamboo, which is a very popular place here in Coligny Plaza, owned by Tristan O'Grady, who is a team leader for Coast Professionals, which is the real estate company that I work with. And his partner, Rick Saba, is the front man for a band here called White Liquor. And they do Rolling Stones cover songs. They've been doing that for, 20, 30 years. But it was a fundraiser event for another local musician and his family who are experiencing health issues. So everybody came out to support this family and hear this band, because they don't play, as often as they used to. And the guys in the band are, two of them are loan officers, one's with Coastal States Bank, the other is with Movement Mortgage. And then Richie on guitar, he's a graphic artist. So there's professional men who have all successful, great careers on the island and have for years and years, are just really talented, and they put on a great show. And it was a great night. Had so much fun. I didn't eat anything, but I sure did drink. I drank it and I liked it. So, and danced. So that made yesterday a very quiet day for me.
Kind of like me.
To recover and get ready for the work week.
Yeah, same with me. good time. I like going to Big Bamboo. You and I... it's funny that I'm actually asking you this live on this podcast, but I did not discuss going to dinner with you on March the 20th, did I? No, I don't think I did.
Yes.
Did I?
No, wait, we're going to Cafe Al Dente. That's this week though, isn't it?
No, I'm not out of town this week. I think that was next week. Yeah, that was the 20th. Yeah, that was the day that I told you. Yeah.
I put it on my calendar for the wrong day then.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. I'm leaving this afternoon, Monday, and I'm not back till Thursday, and then I got St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I got it wrong. Wednesday, I'm going with Maggie Washoe.
To Cafe Al Dente?
She wants to check out Benny's, which you and I have, but I think she has not. So
gotcha. Okay. So yes, Benny, you and I are going to go visit Cafe Al Dente, which I've heard interesting things about. Have you heard anything about it yet?
Yes. People are saying that they enjoy it. A lot of folks, I've been asked actually a time or two to go there, and I was holding off. To wait to go with you.
Right.
And in fact, the girls that I went out with Friday night wanted to go there, and I said, no, let's don't do that, because I'm going with Jesse. but yes, and looking at the menu, it seems like a pretty standard Italian menu. I'm excited to try their offerings.
Yeah, by way of background, the official name is Cafe Al Dente of New York. It is located at Coligny Plaza. It's back in the corner back there on North Forest Beach Road where Vine used to be, right in front of, I guess there was a bakery there. I don't know if there still is, but
There used to be a bakery.
Yeah. That's the space. And they call it Cafe Al Dente of New York because apparently there's a restaurant of the same name up in Garden City, I believe it is, Long Island. Same owners are involved in this one, and they've done, you know, in that space. I'm looking forward to this for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a small restaurant. And when you get a small restaurant, you know, the chances of it being good and consistent go up. You start doing 300 people on a Friday night and you never know what you're going to get sometimes.
I'll agree with you there.
So when it's small, which we know if you ever went to Vine, that's a tiny, I would guess at most 40 seats, wouldn't you say?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. And number two, it was pointed out to me. I didn't realize this until it was pointed out to me. And then I went and looked. The prices are good.
The prices are excellent.
Yeah, the prices are good. Somebody said to me over at when we were at Seafood Festival, hey, have you been yet? No, the prices are really good and it's good food. And so you go back and look at the menu and you see, I'm looking at it right now and there's nothing nothing over $30.
That's right.
The highest is the seafood with the shrimp, clams, and calamari is $29. Other than that, it's a bunch of $26, $27 for the lasagna. So that makes it, you know, okay. You don't have to, you know, break the bank to go. Obviously, it's you start getting glasses of wine involved and... you know, it'll run up your bill. But the point being, if this is as good as they say, I'm looking forward to trying it. This could be a real treat because we all know exactly what Hilton Head Island needed was another Italian restaurant, right? It's like there's one coming up in Bluffton as well, a brand new one right about a block over from Burnt Church Distillery. It's called Joel, and it's Italian as well. And so I get the press release from the PR firm in Charleston. I'm like, oh, great. Another Italian restaurant in Bluffton. It's exactly what we need, Italian and Mexican, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, Mexican is my go-to, but for a lot of people, Italian is their go-to. So.
Oh, I know.
And Coligny didn't have that genre. So, well, I've... after Vine went out, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I, you know, if.
So that's, you know, that synergetically, that should work well for them because Vine had established the fact that that was, you know, an Italian eatery. And so, yeah. You know, particularly for tourists coming into town who may not realize that Vine is no longer there and that a new restaurant has come, they'll go thinking they're going to Vine, but they'll end up at Cafe Al Dente and I'm sure be just as pleased.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. The other, new restaurant on the island I just found out about this weekend is called Mercado Madre.
Madre Mercado.
That's in the Fresh Market shopping center. Same owners that own Jane on the island and Wren up in Beaufort. This is their concept. And you mentioned to me it's also Italian, yeah?
I think it's a kind of Spanish, no?
Oh,
wow. I don't know. See, you and I both have searched for a menu and can't find one.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, but just based on the fact that it has a Spanish name, I'm thinking it's...
True.
I don't know.
True. Well, we'll find out, right? It's
We will. I'm trying to go this week. I will try to go.
Well, keep us posted if you do. And I will tell you right now that I'm looking at some of the photos from going back just because I have the Facebook page up here. I'm looking at some of the photos from Cafe Al Dente, and it looks outstanding. These are really, really good pictures. So, but anyway, going back to Mercado, Madre Mercado. I keep wanting to call it Mercado Madre, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There aren't, off the top of our head, there's the Joel that's opening in Bluffton this spring. We'll get to that down the road. But the only other new one is Benny's, which you and I had dinner a couple of weeks ago, correct?
That's correct, that I know of. I haven't heard any other rumors of anything else coming
to the island. Very good. Well, that's a good opportunity to let anyone know that if you know of anything new that's coming down the pike, shoot us a note at tips, T-I-P-S, at eatitandlikeit.com, and keep us, help keep us in the loop. People assume that I just, you know, through osmosis, know everything that's going on. I don't. Trust me, I don't. Trust me, I don't. I was going to talk about it first, but I forgot to mention it off the top, so I'm going to discuss it here. You saw my post over the weekend, Maggie, about that Cuban sandwich up in Port Royal.
Yeah.
You can read more about this on the website, eatitandlikeit.com, but it's pretty interesting. It's a pretty interesting deal that Isis Nunez has going up in a bait shop up in Port Royal. I had found out that she was doing Cuban sandwiches, come to find out that she's a young lady from Miami who left South Florida years ago and wound up in this area to take a job as a police officer at Parris Island. Well, she winds up buying a bait shop, and she's doing food on Fridays and Saturdays, largely for fisher people going in and out, and, you know, tacos and burritos and stuff like that. Well, once a month, she's now doing Cuban sandwiches. And so apparently the Cuban sandwiches have developed a following of their own, and I found out they're really good, really good. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll be the judge of that. Y'all stop with your, this is a great
Being
Cuban sandwich.
Being Cuban and all, yes. You would be the authority.
Yes. you'd be shocked at the sandwiches that people tell them, oh, this Cuban was the best Cuban I've ever had, and I go and I try it, and it was a banana peel away from like a gas station sandwich. It's like, yeah, no. but anyway, so found out that this was a good one, and the week that I was on the island for a seafood festival was the Friday that she was doing it, because it was only once a month that she does it. And so I said, okay, I'll take the ride up to Port Royal and have this sandwich. And so I went up there and I had it. And it's funny because I walked in to this bait shop, and I mean, it's in every sense of the word a bait shop. You buy your bait and tackle and all that stuff, and a window where you order food, and it immediately smelled amazing in there. And so I knew, I've been into restaurants where they claim to make all the food in-house, and you walk in there and it doesn't smell like anything. It's like, okay, well, where are you cooking this food? Because it should smell like something in here. but I walked in and I immediately smelled what had been freshly roasted pork, and I thought, okay, just by that alone, I knew she had a shot, and I got the sandwich, and I laugh because it tasted just like the ones I make whenever I do my roasted pork for leftovers the next couple of days. I usually do Cuban sandwiches, and so it tasted a lot like the ones I make here at home. It was really good. Is it as good as, you know, the best ones I've ever had and the best one? And no, best. I don't like the word best. I think we've discussed that. I just happen to like it very much, and so I wrote about it. If you want to see more, you can go to the website, eatitandlikeit.com. Do you have a favorite Cuban sandwich on the island? I don't think there are any great ones on the island. Is that fair?
We talked about the one I had at Jane, and it's not authentic. You know, right. It's not an authentic Cuban.
Right.
It's got a twist on it, but I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
Thought it was very good. It's, you know, the bread they use is ciabatta, I think, and
yeah.
So it's not, you know, exactly like like what you would,
yes,
you know, consider authentic.
Right. No, I'm good with twists. The only twist I don't really care for is what the barbecue places do, and they call it barbecuban.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, barbecue smoked pork. And then they make a Cuban out of it. That I'm not a big fan of, number one. And number two, anybody that puts mayonnaise on a Cuban sandwich, I'm you're toast. You are toast in my book. I don't care. So it's just my thing. So so yeah, you if you're in the neighborhood, you know, I called it the Sun City Okotie Beaufort corridor, if you will, up that way. You know, Port Royal isn't that far if you live up that way. Because from the island, it took me all of an hour, like 52 minutes it took me to get up there. So it's not for everybody. But if you're bored on a Friday and you know, she's doing them again on March 22nd. Like I said, she does them once a month. You should follow her on Facebook. If you want to take a ride, and, you know, Port Royal's cute. Beaufort is beautiful. I really enjoy that area up there. I've been visiting quite a bit lately.
Yeah, it's a great time of year.
Yeah,
to go and make a half a day of it or whatever. Walk the waterfront and visit the shops and restaurants, and then go have your Cuban.
That's right. That's right. If you're off on a Friday, or you want to play hooky and get out of town and, you know, go do something different, I would highly recommend that. It's a bait shop. There's like picnic benches that you eat on. Don't go expecting anything fancy, but you'll see photos of it on the article I posted right now at eatitandlikeit.com. So Cubans for everybody.
Cubans for all my friends.
there could be worse things. All right, we're going to get out of here first. Tell us where we can find you if we want to buy a little summer shanty on your island.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton Group at Coast, brokered by EXP Realty. And you can visit our website. You can go to margaretcrenshaw.com, and that will take you there where you can view active listings for sale.
Woo-hoo. Very good. All right. Yeah. Well, we've got some eating in our future. We will be sharing, but otherwise we will catch you right back here next Monday. Now you said you're going to Benny's with Maggie this week?
I'm going to Benny's, yes. I am going to try and get to Madre Mercado as well.
Very good. Well, keep us posted. All right.
So those things from Benny's that we said that we didn't order last time that we thought looked good, I'll have to get those instead.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds like a good jumping off point. Thank you, Maggie. You have a good week.
Thanks. You too, Jesse. I'll talk to you soon.
Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Islands Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life.